Home-based businesses are another method of generating supplemental income. Currently, 45% of Americans' homes have a business within the walls. We call those cottage industries these days, cottage industries. Now, you know, as an example, a wonderful story is a lady who had this fabulous pecan recipe. Now, I'm from the South, and I like pecan pie. I like pie, period. I like a really good pecan pie, and she had everyone, all her friends had told her all her life it was her granny's pecan recipe, and she, everyone loved this lady's pecan pie. There was something special in the sauce, you know, whatever the deal. And so she decided she was going to try something. And she basically put an ad in some of the ladies' magazines that said, award-winning grandma's pecan pie recipe. Call for a hard copy of the recipe. You would call, and she simply said, leave your credit card number on the machine and your address and the mailing instructions, and I will mail it. And she sold it for just a couple of dollars or something like that. It was very small. This thing erupted, and her answering machine went berserk, and for many years, she made $14,000 a month. 1-900-PECAN. You know, 1-800-PECAN. What an idea. And so I think later they did change it to a 900, so you didn't even have to leave your card when the 900 numbers came out. So she just made her $4 or whatever off the 1-900 thing, and they left their address, and she would mail them out. She and the kids sit in the living room, fold up the pecan thing, send it out. But she hit a nerve. Something worked. Now, you could try 52 things like that didn't work, right? But she hit one that skyrocketed. So small business ideas, cottage industry ideas are fun. There's a whole list of them here on the next page. And I challenge you to look at some things to think about there. There's a lot of great ideas people do. The business that you're looking at, we started in our living room after going broke. We had the one desk that we had left after everything else left. And two folding tables with a couple of old, horrible computers and a dot matrix printer, you know. The first financial peace books that were self-published and put out. Any of you that have those little blue copies, I typeset those on the computer and printed them off on a laser printer for the original copies, took them down to the printer, and he turned that into the plates, and we printed up 1,000 financial peace books. It started out of my garage and out of my living room, and it grew and grew and grew because I didn't have the opportunity to go borrow $100,000 to throw this idea up against the wall. A, they wouldn't loan it to me, and B, I don't borrow money anymore. And so we started at home with a passion, with a calling, with a vocation, developed and honed the abilities as we went along, have gotten better. I'm a better leader today than I was then, that's for sure. And I'll be a better leader tomorrow than I was then. I'll be a better speaker, a better presenter 2 years from now than I am now, because I will do more of it, and I will watch videos and listen to the tapes, and I'll just tell you those things are a brutal coach. Whew. So we're always getting a little bit better, always getting a little bit better, always moving along, and always moving further from the living room. But we never forgot that it started there in the living room, that I was typing at 2 a.m. in the morning, and then typesetting at 3 a.m., and then get up the next day and go do my real estate stuff so we could eat and still have some financial peace, because you got to sell a lot of $12 books to eat, people, you know? Think about it. And that's how it started. So don't be afraid to make your idea happen. Go try it. Sometimes you have to try it a little bit at a time at night or on the weekends, right? That's how we started. And you kind of get it going, and then, man, it becomes the idea that ate the house, and you have to move out and get an office, you know? And so try some small business ideas.